best-selling novel that was still one of the hottest books on the New York Times list. Let's put it this way. At some point earlier this afternoon, I was flying around a racetrack at nearly 200 miles an hour.
What?
She leaned forward, as surprised as she was concerned.
Are you serious? That's too fast. I mean, you were a passenger, right?
Yes, but next week I'll drive.
At 200 miles an hour?
Maybe. He laughed again. Okay, maybe half that. She wasn't sure how she felt about him racing as part of his movie making.
Shouldn't you have a stunt double?
And miss all the fun? His eyes sparkled with the challenge. Come on, Bailey. You should know me better than that.
So,
she relaxed a little. He would be fine. No one would let him get hurt.
What was it like in a car that fast?
It's the weirdest thing. A sense of adventure shone in his eyes.
At first, it's like you can't believe you're going that fast. But at a certain speed, I don't know, maybe 180 or so, everything starts to feel like it's in slow motion. The edges are blurred, and the only thing you can really make out is the track ahead of you.
Bailey imagined herself in a car moving that fast.
Sounds crazy.
It is. The familiar flirting returned to his expression.
But you know what?
What?
Even though the director told me to think about how the car might handle, which groove to be in, and whether I'd slingshot the car ahead of me,
he'd nodded a few times, his eyes sparkling.
And even though I did that for the first two laps, by the third time around the track, you know what I was thinking?
How soon you could get out of there?
No.
He moved closer to the screen. His expression locked on hers. His eyes had never looked more sincere.
I was thinking about you.
Brandon. She laughed a little, but she didn't look away. He had this effect on her more often lately, making her dizzy, filling her senses with his presence, even when he was 3,000 miles away. The teasing in her tone kept the conversation fun.
Come on, be serious.
I am. He tossed his hands in the air and gave her his best, helpless expression.
I can only imagine if I were behind the wheel. They'd radio me to pit and I'd just keep driving around.